Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about being joined together and what that looks like and what that means. And I want to start off with just telling you about someone who's been very, very important to me over the past probably close to 4.5 years. When I first came in to take the role at Love Akron to be the executive director, there was someone that I heard about that I was told I had to meet. Some of you may have heard his name. You may know him. But it's Bishop Joey Johnson, who's the founding pastor over at House of the Lord. And I'd never met him before, let alone had a meeting with him. But he invited me to his office, and this was back when we actually met together and got together. And we spent about 2 hours together. From that 2 hours, I left with 4 books. All 4 of those books he had written and authored. And more importantly, I left with this phrase that has become kind of my motto or my life motto because it became his. And that phrase is relationships are everything. Relationships are the hermeneutical and interpretive key to understanding everything in the Bible. Relationships are also the key to living an effective life. Yet, I have never talked or heard anybody else talk extensively about the powerful biblical metaphor concerning relationships in the body of Christ. So for the next 3 weeks, starting this week, we're going to talk about it. So let's begin. Relationships are everything is not just a clever phrase that is used between Bishop Johnson and myself, but it has become a way of life for me. Me and Bishop Johnson, we talk several times a month. And we talk about a variety of different things, whether it's the climate here in Akron, whether it's my or our families and how things are going, or he affectionately says how often he's going to be traveling down to Florida. I think he's telling me this just to spite me because I don't get to go and have a house in Florida. But he goes frequently. And we often have conversations about theology. I refer to and I believe that Bishop Johnson is somewhat of my spiritual father. He takes time to speak into me and to break open the bread of life. So I get to be apprenticed by him, serving as a mentee. And so I began to elaborate about this fascinating metaphor about relationships in the body of Christ. That metaphor is found in one phrase in Ephesians 4:16 that says, which every joint supplies. Now, Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus about the gifted servants that God gives his body. We refer to these gifted servants as the fivefold ministry because there are 5 of them. So we're talking about apostles, we're talking about prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. These fivefold ministers are given to the body of Christ for the following 2 reasons. To equip the members of the body for the work of service or ministry. And for the building up or edification of the body. These are 2 powerful reasons for honoring and properly following these gifted persons. And so when we talk about honor, we're not talking about that they're set above or they're better than anybody, but it's just giving honor where honor is due. And for me, that's what I was taught growing up. So to be able to honor my brother, Pastor Brian, is my pleasure and my privilege to be able to honor him, to honor those that are in the fivefold ministry. The goal of the ministry of these fivefold is that the ministers is to, for us, to all obtain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of God through the Son of Jesus Christ until we become mature people to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So there's 2 goals that they're getting to us that we have to determine that we have to get. One is unity and the other is maturity. If the goal is reached, then there are some expected results. The first one is this. We will no longer be children. We will not be tossed to and here and there by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and their craftiness and scheming, deceitful scheming, but rather, speaking the truth in love, we will grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Now, this is going to be a lot of information this morning, so I'm going to repeat a lot of things because I think it deserves to be repeated. Because we might not have gotten all what was just said, but I want to say it again. Through speaking the truth in love, we'll be fitted and joined together. In addition, we'll grow up in all aspects into Christ, who is our head. This will be facilitated by every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part, which will cause the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. See, when things are functioning and working well within our body, the body has the opportunity to build its own self up. Now, we the church, we spend a great deal of time talking about and teaching about the importance of health and proper functioning of each individual part or member. Unfortunately, we don't spend enough time talking about the joints between each member. The phrase flows from one of Paul's most used metaphors, the human body. We are one body, but many members, all members of the body mutually needed and mutually honorable. This summarizes what Paul states in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 20 through 26. But what does it mean that every joint supplies? Well, first, what is a joint? This is a remarkable and complex, but about the human body that is fearfully and wonderfully made. And so therefore, it's wonderfully complex. So consequently, the human body is fearfully and wonderfully made. So is the spiritual body of Christ, the church, both universal and local. Now, to help me emphasize the point of joints, and we're, it's funny because in preparing for this, we send stuff, and I sent to Megan, hey, this is what I wanted to be, and they said, I don't think you want to use the word joint. Why don't we say join together? And I'm like, well, join it. I was like, oh, joint, yes, right? So, but we are talking about the human joint, the body, okay? So I brought a friend with me. Now, everybody's not going to be able to see him. This, I thought about this better. This worked better in my mind, and then when it showed up, right? But a brother ain't going to spend $500 on a skeleton. So this is what we get, $19.99, all right? So this is Skelly the Skeleton, or I like to call him or refer to him as Brian, all right? So, it's all right. He's not alive. It's okay. All right? So he's going to stand here with me. Let's treat him right. Let's treat him well. There are some of y'all in here, you're chiropractors, you're doctors, so you're going to know everything that I'm saying. So I don't want to bore you because I'm not an expert. I just studied and read some things. Okay? So when we talk about a joint, some people define a joint as where two bones connect. Others suggest that it is a point where bones connect for the purpose of movement of other body parts. Yet these two realities present a very complex definition, and we'll talk about the two complexities. The first is the inclusion of seminoids. Seminoids are bones embedded in tendons, but not connected to other bones, often located near the joint. So the biggest seminoid is your patella tendon, which is your kneecap, okay? It's going to be right here. That's the biggest one, all right? But everybody has joints that connect. So we have a joint in our elbow. We have a joint in our ankle that connects the foot and our upper leg. It helps us to be able to move. That's what those joints do. That's the requirement of those joints. Now, the second reason or the cause that hurts us or that makes it difficult, all right, when we talk about what joints are, is this definition. So the second reality is the age of a person. I didn't know this. Babies start out with 270 bones in their body. Most of those bones are fused together, whereas adults, we have about 206 named bones, 80 of which are in the exoskeleton, and another 126 are in the appendicular skeleton. This morning, you're going to know more about bones and joints than you ever thought. You didn't know you were coming to anatomy class this morning. But I promise you, man, it's going to feed in to us in the body of Christ and what all that means. But let's give some foundational background and context. The number of bones vary from person to person. It's estimated that that number is between 250 and 350. No wonder in Psalms 39 it says that what? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Why? Because we are wonderfully complex. We are God's workmanship. We are marvelous as a people. Who could do only this but God? Who can take all these things and put them together oh so well that they have a function and they have a belief. If we compare this to the local manifestation of the body in Christ, there is a different number of relationships within each and every church. So much so that we define churches as mega churches, large churches, small churches, medium-sized churches, just like the body and the number of bones that are within us. Metaphorically, every joint that connects two members represents a relationship. And these relationships supply resources to the body of Christ for the fitting of the body together and holding the body together so that the body can minister, and secondly, so that the body can be edified and mature, literally building itself up in love. So I've been narrating the text of our operative phrase that is embedded. So I want to go ahead and just read it now. And it's found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. And it reads, as a result, we are no longer children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we all grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Now in the Greek, every joint supplies is literally that which every touching point contributes. Yes, the members of the body need to be healthy by the touching points contribute to their health. Every touching point or relationship contributes something to the fitting and the holding together of the body of Christ. In the same way that the joints contribute something that fits and holds together the human body. See, God has given us imagery here. He's given us this metaphor to see how we are, first of all, fearfully and wonderfully made, but how even in the body of Christ, we fit together with one another. Meaning that, man, I need each and every one of you. Because there's something that you have, because the joint represents a relationship, there's something that you have that I need to help to supply my own growth and my own maturity. Let's go a little bit deeper into the purpose of joints. First, joints fit and hold the body together. The Greek word translated fit means to be framed together. The Greek word translated held means to be knit together. The human body is framed and bonded together by joints. A joint is every place that two bones or members of the human body touch. Likewise, the body of Christ is framed or joined and bonded, knitted, or glued together by relationship in every place that two saints touch. This is why we come together on Sunday mornings. This is why we have small groups. This is why we have practice and worship services. This is why we do it, because we have to be in an aspect to where we are in the same place and we're able to touch and be bonded and knitted together and glued together and formed together. Why? Because relationships are everything. they are tremendously important for us understanding the body of life, whether it be biological or spiritual. If the joints are healthy, then unity is healthily facilitated. The service of the body can be dynamic. We've all felt really good and we felt really healthy before. And when we feel healthy, we feel like we can run through a brick wall. We feel like we can run for miles. We feel like we can run a whole lot of, we can bench a whole lot of weight. We feel really good on the inside of us. And when maturation of the body can be healthy, of course, there are many other bodily processes that are important to the unity, the purpose, and the maturity of the body. But without healthy joints, the rest is unsupported. Now, when you walk in, you might see me and Pastor Brian standing in the back and we're stretching. Why? Because we're getting older. We ain't old, but we are getting older. So Brian goes and runs with the kids. I go to the gym and work out. And what I've noticed for the past month is that my hip flexors are incredibly tight. And I have to get up now in the morning. I have to stretch. It's nothing nice to see me stretching. It hurts. It's challenging. But again, I need my body to be healthy so that I can facilitate what I need to as I go out into the world. Amen. In the body of Christ, the relationships, if relationships are healthy, then unity is healthy. The service or ministry of the body is dynamic, and the maturation of the body is self-perpetuating. This is what happens when the body of Christ is healthy. The unity is healthy in the body of Christ, which is we are called towards unity. Brothers, keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. The service or the ministry of the body is dynamic. A lot of you in here, you are working in dynamic ministries. Why? Because you are fitted and joined together well with others. Not because you're running off and you are who you are, but it's because of who surrounded you. Another word to think about when we talk about unity is rapport. Rapport is a relationship of mutual understanding or trust and agreement between people. Joints fit and hold the body together. They facilitate unity or rapport. Relationships facilitate rapport in the body of Christ, meaning a mutual understanding. Meaning a mutual understanding. There's mutual understanding that happens, and there's agreement that happens within the body. Between the saints for the purpose of fitting together, holding together, and building up the local church in love. This is our call. But I don't know about you. What I found is me trying to do this in and of myself, it's not going to happen. It can't happen. It won't happen. This is why Garden City is such a blessed place, because why? It's kind of like, man, you have two pastors. And I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, not only for Garden City, but in the city of Akron, if I'm not connected to Brian. And hopefully Brian would say the same thing about me, but I don't know. So you got to ask Brian that. See, that was Brian's time to say, yes, Kemp. Thank you. Appreciate it. We didn't practice any of this before I got up here. Amen. But see, that's the beautiful thing that I get to do when I coach. That's why coaching is so important to me, because you can have a really great quarterback, but if there's not people around him, you just got a great quarterback, but you don't have a great team. And it's the same thing for me as a coach. I may be a tremendously great, handsome, good-looking, highly intelligent head coach. Amen? Jay, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. That does something to my spirit. Amen? But if I don't have the coaches around me that are feeding into my young man, then guess what? It's just me riding this thing out solo, and that's not what God intended. The church builds itself up in the spirit and the context of love through relationship. Paul uses this metaphorical phrase, what every joint supplies. What does it supply? It furnishes, it provides. Joints provide rapport, trust, and agreement that facilitates support and movement for the body. Relationships in the body of Christ provide rapport, mutual understanding, trust, and agreement that support or structure and facilitate movement. That doesn't mean that we're sitting here running in lockstep with one another all the time. We have said this here at Garden City for a long time, that man, we're not gonna come in and make you hardline yourself to a situation or to a side. What we wanna help to do and what we wanna help to facilitate is just, man, mutual trust, mutual understanding. Because at the end of the day, here's where we're going to start. We're going to start with this common denominator. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. We're going to step out on something and be courageous. The common denominator in here is what? Who in here believes in Jesus? Let's just start there. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I don't care if you're white or black. I don't care if you're old or young. I don't care what side of tracks you come from. If we can start with a mutual understanding that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died, crucified, buried, rose again. Man, let's just start there. See, that becomes the mutual respect and the rapport that we're able to build with one another. The joints of the human body and the relationships in the body of Christ provide relationship resource rapport. Mutual understanding, trust, agreement for the framing and the bonding of the body. This metaphor is used two other times in the Bible. Paul used it in his letter to the Colossians. Colossians 2:19 says this, "And not holding fast to the head, from which the entire body being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows from growth which is from God." The word translated joint means the same in the Greek as it did in Ephesians. We just talked about that, the touching points. But the word translated ligaments means bands or bonds, the connective tissue that holds bones together. The body, look at this, this is so fascinating. The body is supplied and held together by the joints and the structures that support the joints, which are the ligaments. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our bodies, the bodies that you are in right now, is so fearfully and wonderfully made. We, the church, must give attention to facilitating healthy relationships, the structures that support those relationships. The structures that support those relationships. Small groups. Retreats. We do a silent men's retreat here. We do another men's retreat. We do women's retreats. We have a great children ministry. What are all those things doing? Those things are structures that supplies or supports the relationships in the body of Christ that's needed. A lot of times it's like, oh man, do we need another this? Do we need another? Yes, we do. Why? Because we have to continue to bring in and feed the joints. Why? Because the joints are the supplying resources. And let's go to the body of Christ. The relationships are the supplying resources to the body. Relationships are everything. The reason why you're here this morning is because of a relationship. It's not because, oh man, I just walked in, I showed up. Whether that relationship is with God, whether it's a relationship with somebody that invited you, but a relationship got you here this morning. Relationships are everything. Relationships are everything. Joints are talked about again by the writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 4:12. "For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart." Again, the Greek word joint is the same. It means the same, right? The touching points. The Greek word translated marrow refers to the connective tissue that occupies the cavities in most bones. Now, we're going to save these verses because, again, we got two more weeks. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into this. But for right now, we need to marvel at the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is no accident that Paul is using the human body as a metaphor for us as the body of Christ. It's no accident. It's no accident that at times you feel this need that, man, I just want to reach out and call or pray for this person. Why? Because God is ushering us into, he's spurring us into this deeper relationship with one another in the body. Because again, if the body's healthy, and if relationships are healthy, because relationships, as we know, it can be unhealthy, the unity is potentially healthy in the body of Christ. Unity. We talk about it all the time, but we need to start understanding how we get to that place. And it's with good health. It's with good health. And here's the thing. When we are telling someone the truth in love, is that always comfortable? No, it's hard. It's hard to tell someone the truth in love. Why? Because we don't want to hurt someone's feelings. We don't want to feel like, man, that we're judging. Well, you're not judging, but we have to what? We have to edify the body. See, the fivefold ministry are given to the body to help to grow the body until we obtain maturity. As we begin to obtain maturity, what begins to happen is now the people go off. It leaves from the platform and it goes out into the people. And now the people get to go and take that into the different ministries that they're a part of. This is what it is. We have Young Life represented in our church. All our Young Life people, raise your hand. They're doing ministry. Guess who's not with them when they're doing ministry? I'm not. Pastor Brown, are you with them? No. But here's the thing. They're taking everything that they've heard from the fivefold ministry, and now they're going to apply it into ministry. See, that's how the body of Christ equips one another. That's how the joints allows us, our bodies, to move and to have our beings and to do the things that we do. We present structure so that now the joints can be amply supplied. And once the body is healthy, then it just builds itself up. Once the body of Christ is healthy, we will build itself up in love. We don't have to manufacture love. Love is in us. Love is within the body, and we get to build each other up in that same love. See, that's the beauty of it. We don't have to think about love. We don't have to say, hey, man, how do I love it? No, no, no. If the body is healthy and connected, that's what's really, really awesome. The local church is just like the human body. It is fearfully and wonderfully made. It is fearfully and wonderfully made. It is comprised of touching points or relationships between members who are both a miracle and a mess. Let me say that again, because I heard a whole bunch of amen. So that means to tell me you want me to say this to you again. The body of Christ is comprised of relationships and touching points of members, brothers and sisters in the faith, saints, who are both a miracle and a mess. Because, see, I don't mind bringing my messiness to the body, because in the body is where I'm going to get restoration. It's where I'm going to get loved on. It's where I'm going to get built up. And as I get built up, we build each other up in love. If the joints are healthy, we've said this before, but if the joints are healthy, I'm going to end with this. The unity is potentially healthy. The service of the body is potentially dynamic, and the maturation of the body is potentially self-perpetuating. In the body of Christ, if relationships are healthy, the unity is potentially healthy. The service or ministry of the body is potentially dynamic, and the maturation of the body is potentially self-perpetuating. Man, come on back up. Any words? No. Body of Christ, this is where we are. Doing this has given me a deeper appreciation of what the body of Christ means and stands for. And we're going to go on this trip together for the next 2 weeks. Because, see, it's not just about the body. It's not just about the fivefold ministry. The fivefold ministry is ultra important. But we can't outsource our responsibility always to the fivefold ministry. Right? We have to ask ourselves, are we growing and are we attaining maturity in what we're doing? Are we doing those things really, really well? Are we doing them well? Are we allowing the body to build itself up in love in all that it's doing? So we got to ask ourselves that question. There's a song, and I'm not going to sing it. I'll tell you the words. But it was one that I grew up on that says, man, I'll pray for you, you pray for me, I need you to survive. I'll be there for you, you be there for me, because I need you to survive. We need the body of Christ to be built up in love. We need it to survive. Because why? We represent him. And as representatives of Christ, we get to partake in the most beautiful thing, and that's communion. See, communion builds us up. It builds us up within our inward man. It builds us up in our body. And so the body can be healthy spiritually, so that we can remember what was done on our behalf by Jesus, who is the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. So, after today, you won't look at your joints the same. It helps us to move. It helps us to walk. It helps us to pick up things. But remember that those joints represents the relationships in the body of Christ. Because of relationships, I'm able to move and function in a dynamic way because of my relationship with you all. I can't do what I do if I'm not in relationship with you. It's going to be a lot harder for me to do that. Amen. And we want the body of Christ to be dynamic. We want to be fitted and joined and tied and together in such a way. And I consider that, man, just a blessing to know that I'm joined to you. I don't know if you ever looked at each other that way. Come on down, brothers, come on. Like, we are joined together for eternity. Everybody's like, man, I don't think he told me that. When I accepted Christ, yes, you're being joined into a body together. Amen. We thank you this morning. Let's remember to continue to pray for the city of Akron and all the things that are going on. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this time of communion. Father God, as you have given us the word of life concerning your body, thank you, Father God, for presenting us with the elements that helps us to build up the body, that it may build up itself in love through the remembrance of Jesus and all that he did on our behalf, because he loved us so. And as we partake of this, Father God, I pray that we take it. And as we do, Father God, it fills and nurtures our spiritual bodies, that causes us to continue to remember the great sacrifice that was made for us through Jesus. We pray all these things in his name. And your body says, amen.